Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa ngā Tanahira toko ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Associate Health Minister Pēne Henare says planning is underway to ensure a smooth rollout of the COVID vaccine to Tamariki once it is approved by MedSafe. He says since the start of September, Māori vaccination rates have outstripped those of any other group, and 86% of the eligible Māori population have had a first dose and 74.5% are fully vaccinated. The Waitangi Tribunal has this week been hearing a claim that the government's COVID response failed to give due regard to Māori. Mr. Henare says the decision on vaccinating 5 to 11-year-olds should be made in the next 4 to 5 weeks.
We've engaged a number of people and iwi leaders and community and the Māori Council, amongst others, to say, right, let's come together on this one. We might not have completely nailed it in the first part of the vaccine rollout, but we need to come together and do this for our tamariki.
Pēne Henare says letting Māori organisations run the vaccination programme for their tamariki mokopuna should go a long way towards overcoming any hesitancy in the community. Treaty Negotiations Minister Andrew Little is keen to get a Far North iwi back to the table now he has a culturally significant piece of land to talk about. The Crown is buying a block on where the river meets the sea at Taipa, which was occupied when it went up for sale 5 weeks ago. It's going into a land bank for Ngāti Kahu settlement negotiations, which are on hold while the Runanga asks the Waitangi Tribunal to use its resumption powers to force the handover of Crown and state-owned enterprise land in its rohe. Mr. Little says Mahia Tai is significant not just to the iwi, but to Aotearoa New Zealand, as one of the sites where Kupe made landfall, so it's a chance to sow some goodwill.
The problem we have too up the north is that there's not a lot of Crown land that we could return, so having opportunities to buy discrete little parcels of culturally significant land, when we get that opportunity, you know, I'm certainly keen for us to look at every avenue we can to make sure we can secure it.
Andrew Little. The South Island Whānau Order Commissioning Agency wants to give teens in Te Wai Pounamu a sense of self-reliance. Te Pū Tahitanga has secured funding from the Ministry of Social Development's Community Capability and Resilience Fund for its wayfinding program. Chief Executive Helen Leahy says the workshop will give up to 75 rangatahi mentoring, resources and support to develop and fulfil their ideas, whether it's a business, a campaign or a creative career. Clip. Hannah Leahy says rangatahi, especially in Ōtautahi, have experienced traumatic and life-changing events in their lifetime, including earthquakes, fires, floods, the mosque killings, and now the pandemic. And that is your Wātea News.